Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, created and hosted by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of personal and educational discussions with a variety of women that want to educate, inspire, and bring awareness to the community. These women all have a powerful mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories, milestones, and successes with you. Here's your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest today is a certified health and wellness coach and has been a personal trainer for over 20 years. She specializes in helping people of all ages improve their health by customizing programs to meet their individual needs to maximize energy, reduce harmful toxins, and increase vitality. She truly knows what it's like to be overweight because she was, in fact, obese as an adolescent. But she turned her life around and has achieved her own ideal weight and maintains it. Fran's mission is to help others do the same by developing healthy habits and maintaining those habits too. Fran Lambert, welcome to the show.
Thank you for asking, Nicole. This is truly an honor, and I'm humbled to be here.
I'm so excited to have you here, and I just, through the whole introduction, my whole body was goosebumping the whole time. I'm like, oh, my God. So welcome to Team Cohasset.
Thank you.
And we are... We're still kicking it off. We're kicking off Team Cohasset. We have about 5 or 6 people on the team, and very soon we will get to be in person. Right now, we're just all Zooming like everybody else.
True, which is actually pretty amazing considering what's going on. So at least we get to see each other somehow virtually.
It lifts the spirits just a little bit.
It does. Definitely.
So in this first segment, I really want to talk about how you believe that actually and achieving and maintaining a healthy weight is possible. And I'm like, we're both living proof of that.
Right.
It's not about perfect health.
No, it's about what's right for you, because everybody has a different body. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a different mind. And you need to find what works for you, and you've found what works for you. And
so far.
Yeah.
So far, it's working. And whenever things I try, and if it's not working, it's when I shift. I mean,
it's a constant process.
Yes.
Yeah. Because when we stop growing, well, that's not a good thing.
Yeah. So now, how does it feel to talk about your childhood memories?
So it used to be really painful.
What happened to you?
I was always the biggest kid, not tall, but, you know, hefty or pleasantly plump.
Husky. You called yourself a husky girl.
Yeah. So, you know, because I found through the years that the only reason that I was bullied or made fun of is because I was different. Mm. And children can't process different. So instead they lash out. And now I understand that. It used to be really painful to talk about it. But now I understand that that was part of my journey. Mm-hmm. And without that, I wouldn't be as passionate about helping other people see the best version of themselves that sometimes they forget is actually buried underneath the skin and bones.
Yeah, and it's like whatever we go through in life, it builds character. And that, right? It builds
character. That's my mom's favorite saying, builds character.
Is it really?
I have so much character.
I have a lot of character too. Yeah, but it builds character and it helps us, like you said, to really pour that energy into our beliefs.
And our passion and our
values.
Yes,
yeah.
It does.
So you, but you've been working out. You've been a personal trainer for over 20 years.
Yes.
And this question isn't till later, but you had your own location. Where was that?
So it was in North Providence, Rhode Island. It was called Inches Away. And I started it because I had gotten reconfigured by the corporate world. And my husband said to me, I think this is the time. You want to follow your passion, because my dad was always like, fitness doesn't pay the bills. So basically, you know, I never followed that passion. I always trained and then helped other people train. But I was really excited. So I had 1,000 women. About 300 were like the core of my my fitness facility.
Yeah.
And what we did was we focused on their wellness instead of focusing on the weight. It was, where are you? We met them where they were. We taught them how to eat right, how to do everything in moderation, how to exercise, because some of them have never exercised. And it was the most exciting time of my life, because we lost like 4,000 pounds and 10,000 inches. And
wow.
it was really exciting. A couple of business choices, partners, you know, business choice and partner choice led to us having to dismantle the business.
Yeah.
But I always had that passion.
But before that, you were personal training too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so really from young adulthood is when you started getting into the personal training because of the experience of being bullied.
Right. I never wanted to be bullied again. And I didn't want to be the adult that was bullied. So I asked my mom if she would co-sign for me to join a gym.
Yeah.
And she was like, that's a lot of money. And I said, I know, but I don't want to be the fat kid anymore. I don't want to be the last one chosen to do something. So I joined a gym, and then I really got interested in fitness and training, and I lost 40 pounds and kept it off for a while, as long as I was training and training and training.
Yeah.
So that's what led to like my passion. Just, I wanted to help other people just be a better version of themselves.
Mm. So how does it feel to help your clients really focus on self-care that actually leads to higher self-esteem?
It's amazing. I find so much joy just by seeing people grow. What I find is interesting is that even in this century, that women in particular don't understand their worth. And until we dig down and peel back the layers, they understand that self-care is not being selfish, it's being selfless.
Yes.
And until they understand that, they fight me tooth and nail.
Yeah.
About taking time to work out, taking time to eat correctly, and just kind of self-care.
Yeah.
So I asked them to choose themselves, which I learned from one of my coaches, Peter Pasetto. He's helped me, you know, understand that, you know, self-care is number one.
Number one.
And then we can move on to developing healthier habits. But until you understand that, if you're not healthy, you can't take care of your family.
Yeah.
You can't take care of your spouse, your partner.
That's what I say, like putting the oxygen
mask on
first.
Yeah, definitely. You got to put it on first, because otherwise you can't help anybody.
Yeah. Now, when did you get first introduced to Arbonne?
So Arbonne was introduced to me by my youngest daughter, Stephanie. She had a relationship with a man in the UK, and she'd go back and forth in between DC and the UK, and they ultimately got married and she moved. But she came back and she's like, I don't understand their cosmetics and skincare and hair care. I can't get any of my stuff. And I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, well, they have 2,000 products that they don't use in the UK. And I was like, really? So she's like, yeah, I'm going to become an Arbonne consultant. So of course, like a mother, right? You buy anything that they're selling. So she actually started me using hair, shampoo, conditioner, and little by little.
Because they don't have the toxic ingredients.
Right. They don't have, they're gluten-free, they're vegan, they're dairy-free. And so even though people don't understand that all of those things can be absorbed into your skin, you know, that I said, I'll try it. So I fell in love with the products immediately. And I had a corporate job. I was fine. I thought that was going to be my end all be all career. I sold diagnostics to hospitals. So I had no intention of doing anything with Arbonne other than using it. Yeah. And then I had a car accident, and that totally changed my relationship with Arbonne.
And what year was that? And when we come
2016.
Back? 2016. So when we come back from break, let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
And so basically 4 years.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to take a quick break. My guest is Fran Lambert, and she believes, I love this, is your own quote, we all have greatness in us. Sometimes it takes someone else to help release it. I'm going to cry. You can go to LambertandLambertCoaching.com for more information. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
We all have a story, but in order to become the person we want to be, education is key. And behavior modification is Fran Lambert's expertise. Fran has helped thousands move away from old habits to achieve healthier, new ones, because there isn't just one thing getting in the way. And with Fran's realistic solutions and support, she has simple programs that you can sustain. Take yourself off the back burner, because you have everything to gain. Contact Fran Lambert today on Facebook at Happy and Healthy Inside and Out.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and I am so excited to tell you that my debut book will be published soon. My book is entitled I Am on a Love Diet, and it's practically an experiment. I share with my readers many confessions and revelations throughout, because a grapefruit diet is just not realistic anymore. You can get a free copy of Chapter 1 right now and be one of the first to get your hands on a copy. A love diet is personal. Start your love diet today and visit PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
If you stay for this minute, girl, I'll never let you down. We ain't off the limit. I could hold you after now. No more talking, I don't know what you wanna do with that. If it's good, why you even wanna hold it back? We just walk, and I know there's no coming back. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? I wanna slow dance if you're feeling me now. If we don't hold hands, you'll be killing me now. I need a romance, one chance. I just wanna know where you slow dance. I wanna slow dance if you're feeling me now. If we don't hold hands, you'll be killing me now. We need a romance, one chance. I just wanna know where you slow dance.
And do you mind if I say it? Just wanna have you around. We take, then we give it. Something lifts us off the ground, baby.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Fran Lambert today. And you can go to LambertandLambertCoaching.com for tons of information. And so we just left off. 2016 was when you had a very evidently horrific car accident. And it left you, you had a traumatic brain injury.
That's true.
This was when you were in the corporate position.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So so you couldn't go back to work?
No. I tried. I wasn't able to drive for 2 years. I couldn't use a computer.
I was just going to say, didn't you just start using?
I just started using it, and it's been 4 years. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, which has been kind of liberating, especially during this time. So, yeah, I couldn't drive. I couldn't watch TV or have any noise. So I... predominantly was in a dark room because it would trigger migraines and lots of pain. And so I lost a lot of function in my left side. So I really couldn't train. I couldn't train anybody. So my love of what I used to do.
So the corporate was gone. The training was gone.
Yes.
Jeez.
So, however, it was a great time for self-reflection.
Of course. How long were you in the hospital for? You said you were.
They sent me home. As long as there's no brain bleed, you rehab from home.
Yeah.
So, and I started working with a wonderful neuropsychologist, Dr. McGrath, in Brookline. And he helped me develop my cognitive skills and abilities back. And he said, you know, it could take a year, it could take forever. However, let's get you to where you can function. And so he was wonderful and very helpful.
So now you're pretty much functioning 100%.
I don't think I'll ever be 100%. I used to have a photographic memory, which was really helpful. But I don't have that anymore. And it's okay, because what I realized is that I thought my intellect defined me, and it really doesn't.
Yeah.
So, again, it was an opportunity for me to grow and realize that God had a different plan for me.
Yeah.
And I have an amazing life, and I'm very blessed and grateful for that.
Yeah. Wow. I can't even imagine what that experience. And you still drive?
I do now. Very limited. I used to drive about 1,200 miles a week for work. So now I think I do 100.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Now you're back to
a
basic.
Well, now with everything, I mean, I stay home.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so Arbon has everything.
Yes, they do.
Oh my God, they have everything.
They do.
So they have skincare, they have bath and body, they have hair, which you started with. They also have nutrition and makeup. How you say it's important for you to meet each individual person where they're at, but where do you begin to figure that out?
So the biggest way, the most helpful way, I think, in my career has been that listening to what the people have to say is the most important. That's why we have two ears and one mouth. So
I love that.
So just listening to where they're at helps, and asking questions. What's your belief? What do you believe? What if you could wave a magic wand, what would you change?
Yeah.
I haven't had anybody say nothing.
Yeah.
So
it's a great question. It's so simple.
It is.
Because if you could magically do it and you didn't have to make an effort, right? If you didn't have to make an effort.
If you could take a pill.
Right? Yeah. What would it be? And then you can sort of crawl your way there. And I think that's the whole point, is it's slow. It is. You do have a 30-day kickoff, which I think is really great, a jump start to get people motivated and back on the right track. But it's a slow process.
Yeah, because not everybody is ready for a 30-day to healthy living program.
Yeah.
First, we have to get their mindset
in
a good place. So that's where the coaching comes in. And just concentrating on what is important to them and finding out what's under those layers. And
I love how you said you have to treat yourself like your own best friend.
You do. I learned that from somebody else. We had somebody, a guest speaker, come to one of our networking groups, and it really made sense. It's like, would you say the things to your best friend that you say to yourself on a daily basis?
I know.
Like, oh, I look terrible today. Would you say that to your best friend? You wouldn't.
No.
So why would you say it to yourself?
I know. I know. And we do it to our family, too.
We do.
Sometimes we treat the people closest to us
not
as nicely. Well, not. What did you say?
You always hurt the ones you love.
Oh, that's right. That's a good song. And it's almost like we treat the stranger and hold the door open for the stranger. And so we need to treat ourselves like we are our own best friend.
We do, because we are.
Now, what do you believe? There's a lot of values that I asked you that you hold high. So integrity, trustworthiness, education, empathy, authenticity, and being helpful, just to name a few. But what do you believe is the most important value your clients each need to achieve or hold on to in the forefront of their mind in order to have sustainable and long-lasting results?
Belief. If they don't believe it, they won't achieve it.
Yep, it's not going to happen.
No, because they're always going to look in the mirror and see that person that they don't want to be.
So they have to at least believe that it's possible.
Yes.
And that's the ideal client you're looking to serve, is somebody that at least knows and believes that it's possible with some help.
Yes.
Perfect. Absolutely. Perfect. Now, what do you want the listeners to feel?
So I want them to feel hope that they are not alone.
Yeah.
That there are programs that can help them, and that because I try to individualize the programs based on what their needs are, just hope. Because I think sometimes I went through 40 years of dieting, and diet is not in my vocabulary anymore for the most part. I look at somebody's menu.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing on a daily basis? What's your menu consist of?
Yeah.
Do you have exercise in your menu?
Yeah. So and you still exercise?
Absolutely.
And what can you accomplish? So not now, the same?
No. No.
But you still have to move your body.
Yes. So exercise takes lots of forms. It can be vacuuming. It can be going for a walk. Like I have a full movement menu for my coaching certification.
I love this. A movement menu. I'm writing this down. We have to go to break, but yeah. Tell me the movement menu.
So
that
it's a movement menu. So basically, as long as you're moving, you're doing some form of exercise. It's not that hard. It doesn't have to be.
I love it. And this is what I do. Like, sometimes I do yoga for 8 minutes, and sometimes it's 18.
Whatever you can.
What does it matter? Every day, move the body every day.
Exactly. It's important.
All right. Well, we have to go to break. I hope you stay with us. My guest is Fran Lambert, and you can go to lambertandlambertcoaching.com for more information. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. My mission has always been to support women, and I'm still doing that through my radio show, Powerful Women Revealed. Now I'm creating additional opportunities for women to come together. We focus on personal balance, fine-tuning our business models, and preparing for our futures. Give yourself the gift of personal and professional fulfillment. Check out our new membership levels at powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
We are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Fran Lambert, and you can go to lambertandlambertcoaching.com for lots of information. She's also in the Cohasset team that we're building. It's a brand new team. There's Braintree, Taunton, Plymouth, and Cohasset. So if you want more information, you can feel free to contact me about that. And I want to touch on each one of these ideal, perfect person that you want to serve list, because it's important to let people know who you're looking to contact you. And so really, women that are ages 30 to 70, in that range, that's a pretty
broad range.
It's I don't know if it's it's broad, but it's women.
Yeah.
It's women that are older and still in that, I don't know, you know, your baby making stage, your menopause stage. It's
yeah, your bodies are changing during that time frame.
And so. Really working women.
Yes.
It's all working. Oh, that's what they all have in common, working yes. women. And then fitness lovers. Now, so some of your clients don't like to work out. But you want some of those clients to love the feeling of exercise, but just don't have that ambition to do it, maybe?
Yes, or have run out of things to do.
Or run out of gas?
Yeah, or like boredom.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I do the same, you know, I've been running for a million years, and runners tend to run forever. However, like...
Not me. Not this runner.
I heard you had a little stint with that, though.
I did. I did the little half marathon thing and a couple 5Ks or whatever. But,
yeah.
You know, generally runners that run from the get-go when they're young,
right,
you know,
right.
do
yeah,
that.
They tend to do that. However, I think sometimes in that age group, you get bored with what you've been doing. So
yeah.
interval training has really been successful and has shown great results in my field. And I think sharing that, some people don't, they kind of get into an exercise rut.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I got to go do the same thing.
Yeah. But we have to remember that if you're in that rut, that it's love. It's mm-hmm. all about loving and self-care.
It is.
It's about loving ourselves.
It goes back to safe self-care. Yes. Like, you can't have one without the other.
Mm. So now you also want to reach people or have them contact you that want to get to a better place with their health.
Correct.
So maybe these are, what is an example of a better place?
So some people are being forced to consider medication.
Ah.
Before you get to that point.
Let's
I try
figure.
To help people intervene. Some people are on medication, and with working in conjunction with their physician, we try to wean them off or get them off, lower their A1C, their blood sugar, different things
What's
like that.
What's A1C?
A1C is what measures how efficiently your endocrine system is working, as far as the most of the time it's either a predictor of diabetes. Or it's an indicator of where the diabetes is at.
Have you ever had diabetes?
No.
Okay.
No.
But you're...
I've worked with hundreds of people with diabetes, and it's hard for them to monitor and maintain a certain blood glucose level. So that's why the plans that I use help.
Okay.
Keep them from having a roller coaster.
It helps stabilize.
It does.
Some of the products.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and also some of the habits.
Mm,
so the habits.
Not just the products.
Yes, because sometimes patients aren't the most compliant.
So
I'm the compliancy Gestapo.
And also people that are looking for toxic free.
Yes.
Which is a very, it's kind of a buzzword now.
It is.
It's getting there. It's a good buzzword. I'm glad that I'm hearing it everywhere.
It is. That's why we use pure, safe, and beneficial products, because the air that we breathe, unfortunately, has toxins.
Mm.
Some of the products we put on our skin might have toxins.
Yeah.
And there's no way for our body to off gas or release toxins.
Mm.
So that's one of the things that I specialize in.
And where is Arbonne out of? Are they out of Switzerland?
California.
Oh.
It was started 40 years ago by a man named Petter Mork.
Why
and
did
he
I
was
think
in Sweden.
Switzerland? Oh, Sweden.
He was in Sweden.
Oh, okay.
And then about 20 years ago, it came to the U.S.
But they follow the guidelines.
The UK guidelines.
Uh-huh.
Yes, they do.
Okay. So that's where I was. Yeah. knew something to.
They do. And that's where it started. He grew flowers and wanted to share it with the world.
Mm.
So,
and you're also looking for people that are open-minded, ready to slowly swap out some products.
Yes.
So maybe they're already using a product and they're not quite sure what's in it, and they really want to have help educating themselves on, okay, these things are not good for you. They might ruin your liver. They might, you know, ruin your heart. I mean, the toxins are really attacking our organs.
All of your systems.
Yes.
Yes, so I say open-minded because some people are okay where they're at and they don't want to change. Change is really difficult, and we've seen that especially in most recent days. So being willing to be open-minded about looking at something different in your life. Mm. Those are the people that I'm looking for.
But change is possible when you shift it slowly. It Absolutely. Is so possible. And you have a 30-minute free consultation that you offer. What is a question that you like to ask during the consultation to be sure that you're a good fit?
So some of the questions that I indicated earlier, like what if you had a magic wand, what would
love
what's
that
one thing that you would change?
Love that.
And most of the time that will take up about 20 minutes, the response to that.
Oh.
So
and
then,
you'll know.
Yes.
Both of you will know.
You will, because you'll know if the chemistry's right. If you know, because I might not relate to everybody the way they need to be related to. Mm-hmm. However, I do have a group of coaches that I work with that sometimes we refer people to. So if I don't feel somebody might not be a good fit for me or vice versa, I do have other people in my circle that might resonate better with them.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but it's worth a try. It's worth a
it
phone
is.
Call.
It is. It doesn't cost anything. And if nothing else, I get to meet amazing people and I get to, you know, learn new things, and I learn something from everybody.
Yeah. So. Now, in the 30-day jump start, mm-hmm. I love that you say sugar is like cocaine because it really is like a drug. It does things to your brain,
does
just
the
like
same
a drug.
Thing.
I talk about that in my book too. Do you have to eliminate all sugar all at once?
So,
because I think that's hard.
It is difficult.
I don't think people can do that right away.
It's difficult. However, again, I meet people where they're at. So our 30-day to healthy living program focuses on eliminating allergenic, addictive, inflammatory, and acidic foods.
Mm.
And sugar is very addictive. And I use a slide on my website that shows cocaine, what the brain looks like, how it lights up when you have a cocaine addiction,
yeah.
and then what it lights up with a sugar addiction. And they're very, very similar. So, you know, we do try to get people to eliminate sugar.
Yeah.
Because it is an addiction.
But if you can get the healthiest forms of it.
Yes.
Then it's a great place to start.
Exactly.
Because your body needs some sugar.
Cane sugar is the most natural form of sugar that's not processed.
Oh.
And then a sugar.
What is that? Brown sugar?
It's cane.
Cane sugar.
So yeah, it is a brown sugar.
I don't know why I'm writing this down. I don't want any sugar. I don't.
It's a sugar in the raw. So, or the only sugar alternative that is natural
fruit.
Is stevia.
Oh, I used to do stevia.
Yeah, because it's a bit true botanical, as long as it doesn't have any other ingredients. So even
yeah.
with stevia, you have to look and make sure that it hasn't been processed.
Can I just say, I was putting stevia in my coffee for years, and after that $2,500 bill to fix my teeth, I let go of sugar out of the coffee. So even the stevia at the time, my dentist said, it doesn't matter. It's still a sweetener and you're coating your teeth with sugar every day.
Right.
And on that note, we have to go to break. I hope you stay with us. My guest is Fran Lambert, and you can go to lambertandlambertcoaching.com for more information. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and I created a great motivational tool for the entrepreneurial spirited businesswoman called Powerful Women Reflections. Women entrepreneurs deserve to be at the top of our own priority lists, and these cards work similar to tarot cards by providing daily insight and motivation. Powerful Women Reflection cards are perfect to keep your health, business, and future in check. Each powerful deck come with 80 cards of reflection, and you can get your own personal deck today by visiting PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Ooh, your life now, you couldn't be mad about it. You've been sitting on. You couldn't be sad about it.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Almost said I'm your coach, Nicole Perry. Oh, my God.
You are.
I'm your host. And I just want to say, so, you know, after working with you, some of your clients say they feel successful, empowered, energetic, happy, and they sleep better, which is huge. But they also take away self-sufficiency and better habits. But when I asked you about what the first impression people see in you, you were like, I don't know. But I think resilience, I think that's what they see in you. You have been through a lot.
Yeah, but there's always somebody that's been through more.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I mean, yes, I guess so. I just really feel like I've been fortunate to have experienced things that other people haven't, because it's made me a better person. And like my mom says, it builds character.
Builds character. So how has your own life experiences or sharing them help you to help others climb their own mountains?
Because I totally understand where they're coming from. When somebody says every time I turn around, I get knocked down.
Yeah.
I get up again, right? I like that song too.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I understand.
Mm.
However,
you've been there, and you've maybe even been in a worse situation.
Right. So, but don't let it define you.
Mm.
Don't give up.
Yeah.
Keep going, because you only get one life and it's amazing. It can be amazing. However, if your head is so programmed, and that's something that we work on a lot, is limiting beliefs and programming. And if your mind is so stuck in the past of what happened and the why, and why me, you'll never be able to move forward. So looking at those things and changing them one by one, which is a process. I have coaching clients that I've been coaching with for years because we tackle one thing at a time.
One thing at
a time.
You
know, how do you eat an elephant?
Yeah.
One bite at a time.
Yep. Yep.
So
you're speaking all my cliches.
I know. Like, my life's a cliche.
Here's one I just wrote down. Are you ready? I wrote this in my book. You can't, well, not exactly this way, but you can't win if you give in.
Oh, I like that.
Right?
Yes.
Like you can't, there is no winning.
No.
When you give in, you don't win.
No.
So you know, and we all want to win in the game of life.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now, what about stress? What stress reducing strategies can you help your clients with?
So
because stress is huge. When I stress out, the weight goes up.
Well, because you make cortisol like a crazy person.
Mm.
Like cortisol is that fat storing hormone that, so it's almost like you're being chased by a tiger.
I know, fight or flight mode.
It is.
I know.
And so your body's digestive system shuts down. It just shuts down. And so this cortisol just goes, I'm just going to park myself right here. And you make more and more and more. So people don't understand that if you're stressed, you could eat right, you could exercise, you could do everything.
But if you don't, holding on to it.
Yes. Your digestive system is not working. So we need to get that going. And the way to do it, and I was the worst when it came to meditating. Like I would have coaches myself and they'd be like, you need to meditate.
I know. And you wouldn't, and you couldn't bring yourself
to
do it.
It's just my mind was always going. So since the brain injury, I can meditate. So it's actually helped me meditate.
Oh my God. You're so funny.
I also take, Arvon just released a new product and it's got ashwagandha root and saffron.
Yeah.
And it makes me sleep like a baby.
Oh,
so that helps with stress relief. If you're not getting good quality sleep, again, your body is amazing.
I know.
It definitely will tell you when something is wrong. And most of the time it's stress related and you need to just stop. You need to take time again back to self-care.
I agree. Most of the time it has to be stress. Most of the time. So many people are stressed.
It is. And that's why that weight just goes on and on. And it's like, I'm eating right. I'm working out. I'm doing this. Yes, but you're not managing your stress. You need to chill out.
Now, what about metabolism?
Well, metabolism's another thing that we've been playing with. Like I played with my metabolism for years. And so metabolism is also, it's a numbers game. What you put in must come out. And the thing is, if you starve yourself and say, oh, I want to lose 5 pounds, so I'm going to fast
and eat 500 calories for the day for the next 10 days, that's just crazy.
It's crazy. And your body goes, you know what? Oh, that's great, because today you're going to feed me and I'm going to hang on to every little morsel.
Yeah.
Because you've been starving me, and I'm afraid that if you keep doing that, that you'll die. Yeah. So I'm going to hang on to
it. You know, I have actually changed my own BMR.
You can.
Because,
yes.
Because I've been doing everything I'm doing slowly.
Yes.
It changed.
It does. It'll increase. And as you add muscle, that's why... Three types of exercise are best: flexibility, endurance, and muscle. So light weights for women is preferable. But those three things.
I'm writing that down. Flexibility, endurance and muscle.
And weight bearing or muscle, because that actually helps with bone, sustaining your bones.
So yoga is just not good enough?
Yoga is great for flexibility. However, you really should do some endurance. I know.
Everybody, it's not cardio.
Yes, cardio.
It's not cardio.
Cardio.
I know.
Actually, there is a cardio yoga, so we'll have to talk.
Really?
Yeah, there is. So, yeah, managing your stress is key.
On the
hierarchy of things and self-care, managing stress is huge. Definitely.
Well, we are almost out of time. I know. Can you believe this? Now, why is it so important for you to stay in close contact with your clients?
Because they need...
support, really.
Yeah, I want to say accountability, but I don't want to. I don't want it to come across like, I'm giving you accountability.
Yeah.
However, it's just letting them know that I care.
Okay.
Because everybody wants to be in the forefront of somebody else's mind.
Yeah.
So checking in, it's really, I love it.
Yeah.
Because it helps me. Because sometimes, you know, I don't feel 100%.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just reach out and. Somebody's
lift,
there.
And lift somebody's spirit.
It's a synergistic relationship. I get as much out of it as they do.
Yeah. And now we're out of time, but before we go, do you have a book that you want to share that you love?
Ooh. Well, this is a really easy read, and I love it because it focuses on the nuts and the bolts, nuts and bolts. It's by Peter Pasetto. It's Active Choices.
Nice.
And it's all about choosing you. The first chapter is Choose You, and it
love
really
it.
Focuses on what we talked about today.
Love it. Thank you so much for
thank
being
you.
Here.
Thank you for asking.
All right, so I just want to say that Fran is the real deal, and she's living proof you can be healthier using products that are pure, safe, and beneficial to the body inside and out. I want to leave you with a final quote. Health is like money. We never have a true idea of its worth until we lose it. And that's by Josh Billings. I want to thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Fran, for being here again.
Thanks. I hope you will tune in
next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.